What about adjuvant chemotherapy for stage 2 disease?
That's a major question, and I think that our thoughts about use of adjuvant chemotherapy for stage 2 is still evolving. I think we have a consensus right now that patients who have a high-risk stage 2 disease should be treated. We can still have some discussions on what constitutes a high-risk stage 2, but we all tend to try to treat those patients. For those patients who have lesser risk, still we have to cope with the fact that the chance of cure after surgery is very high and the benefit of chemotherapy is relatively small. But study after study seems to show that there is a benefit for the use of chemotherapy. It's up to the patient and the physician to make their minds to see if this benefit, which is there, outweighs the potential side effects and the potential complications that you might have with the therapy. I have to say that compared to a few years ago, I'm doing more chemotherapy in the adjuvant setting than I used to do because we have a greater amount of data that has confirmed what I just told you. And I could use as an example the QUASAR study from England, which is kind of an atypical study. It's not the type of study we're used to. But in this trial, a large number of patients, over 3,000 patients with stage 2, received some form of chemotherapy or not. And there was almost 5% improvement in overall survival for those patients who received the chemotherapy and had stage 2, so I think that we can use that as a justification. Saying that, I also have to say that if I receive a patient who has had a well-differentiated stage 2 colon cancer, had 35 lymph nodes removed, and they're all negative, and is right now 85 years of age, I may decide not to pursue chemotherapy. So I think you have to tailor to the patient and the type of tumor that you encounter. Keeping in mind that now the number of lymph nodes that have been examined is an acceptable prognostic factor and something that we always look for in the pathology report, how many lymph nodes were actually analyzed and how many were truly negative.